Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Vav. So, we've examined extensively the inyonim that were unique to the sequence of the pasuk that has to do with Nazir. We examined also the closing of the pasuk about the information that's included in Bichal Tzanim Va'atzag. And we spoke about this special relationship of the information versus the sequence, whether according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or according to Rabbi Elazar. Today, the Gemara wants to look at the next thing that we didn't as yet understand in the Pasuk, which is that the Pasuk talks about the idea of a Mishurat Anavim, which means it is soaked in wine or in grape juice. Now, if it contains enough wine and grape juice to make you chayev, so then what do I care if it's soaked or not? I mean, it's completely irrelevant, right? So it must be that we're talking about a Mishurat Anavim that does not contain sufficient grape juice, which, of course, is when we say grape juice, it means any juice of the grape, whether it's fermented or not is irrelevant. It does not contain sufficient grape juice to be mechayev you. So then why are you chayev? Well, that's strange. Now, there are a number of possibilities. Maybe when it's telling you about grape juice that's soaked, maybe it's telling you the concept of tam ke'ikr, meaning that you might have thought that if there is a taste of wine in something, that that doesn't matter. It's only if there's actual wine. Kamash malan, even if there's a taste of wine. Perhaps. However, it turns out that there are other drushes for tam ke'ikr, including even the idea of vikol mishrat anavim. Even if it would have just said mishrat anavim, it would have been a chiddush. Why does it say vikol mishrat anavim? That seems to expand it into a completely new idea. So what we saw in Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah was that the Torah is actually going to be mechayev you if shora pito bayayin. So you put your bread, dip your bread into wine, and then you ate it, and then you would be chayev. What do you mean, then you would be chayev? How much wine was there? Was there a shear of wine? Whether that shear is a kezias or a revius, that was also a discussion in the Mishnah. Was there a shear of wine? So what's the difference whether there was bread there? And if there was no shear of wine, how does it help that there is bread there? I don't get it. Listen here, Rebbe and Gabbai Shalom. Just because you're up against each other in the screen doesn't mean you can tickle each other in real life. You understand? So there's nothing to laugh about. So now, the amazing chiddush here is that there's this new concept of heter mitzaref le'iser. There's not enough wine, but you can use the bread to be mashlim, the shear of the wine. Whoa, that's weird. Now, there's two ways to understand it. One way to understand it, and it turns out that this is a big machlokas rishonim, these two ways of understanding it. Because one way of understanding it is that if you have a glass of wine in one hand, and you have a piece of bread in the other hand, and then you drink half of the glass of wine, which is not the full shear, and half of the piece of bread, which gives you a total of one kezias between the wine and the bread, that you would be chayev, without there being any mixture at all. Even though the Torah uses the word mishrat, that it has to be soaked, the soaked is irrelevant, because it's obviously not talking about being bottled in the soaking. The other approach is that no, it's still Mishrat Anavim, which is Tosfos not here, but Tosfos elsewhere insists that it has to be a type of mixture. The difference between these two approaches is tremendous in terms of the conceptual basis of this. Because if what you're telling me is that you'd be chayev on the small amount of wine as long as it's backed up by bread, so what it would be telling you is that the shear is a shear in the act of achila, but it's not a shear in the isurei nazir. Meaning, a nazir is only usur if he eats, not if he doesn't eat. So if you eat less than a kezayit, that's not called eating. But if you are eating, then it's okay even if you ate a tiny bit of grape, because you ate. How did I eat? Well, you were eating bread at the same time. So the act that you were doing was an act of eating, and it was an act of eating a grape. I never said how much grape you need to eat. I just said, don't eat grape. Okay, so you did eat grape. You see? Masha Ein Kein, if you hold it's a din in mixtures, then it's coming to tell me that the shiur of the grape is mushlam to the equivalent of the kesayit, because it contains the other material that it's mixed with. So then it's a special new din in ta'arovet. Okay, are we happy with that? You see the amazing difference? Smile, please. You see? Okay, there we go. So, now we understand that distinction. Okay. So, Omar Rabbi Abo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shebetorah, if you're talking about normal things and not the zeros, Ein Heter Mitzdaref L'Isur. The only place where that's not true is in the strange world of the zeros. Chutz Mi'Isurei Nazir, Sharei Amra Torah, Mishrat. No, Mishrat means soaked. Okay, so obviously, I mean, this is probably why, of course, that became a term for being really drunk. It's based on Mishrat Anavim. The guy is totally soaked. Okay, so in that case, it means that you're allowed to consider the bread to be part of the actual Isser, which is an astonishing Kiddush. Ziri Omar, well, there's another case where we also have the same idea. And that is, it says in the pasuk, Kol ha-mincha she-takrivu la-Hashem lo te'aseh chametz, ki kol ze'or ve'chol devash lo taktiru mimenu ishel la-Hashem. Any ze'or cannot be brought. Now, the thing is, you'll remember that achilat ha-mizbeach is similar to achilat adam. It has a minimal shiur. And you need to bring a kezayit on the Mizbeach in order to be over on the Isser of Haktorah of an Isser on the Mizbeach, you see? Now, suppose you're bringing a combination of chometz and matzah on the Mizbeach. And the total that the Mizbeach ate was a kezayit. But some of it was matzah, which was fine. So then is the Baal the same exact question? Does the Baal Taktiru refer to the act of Haktorah, but the Kol Sa'or would mean even the tiniest bit of Chometz can't be part of an act of Haktorah? Or is it referring to how much Chometz? The same question that we have about the grapes of the Nazir. Now you'll notice that both of these cases are strange new worlds. The world of the Nazir is a strange new world, which is sort of a virtual world that doesn't normally obtain. And the world of Chometz BePesach is a strange new world that is a complete pinch of time in which we have these new halachas that are extremely weird, and we're ready to kill somebody who's sitting around eating a pita, for God's sake, right? Okay, so it's a strange new world. So in both of these cases, Taina Ze'iri, since it says Kol Sa'or, so it tells me, whatever that is, as long as there's an act of Haktorah, I mean, it says lo taktiru, you still have to do the act of Haktorah. So therefore, says Ze'iri, don't limit this din of etimet starf le'isr to Naziris alone. It's also a special halacha of Haktoras chometz on the Mizbeach. Excellent. Now, the question is, according to which Tana was Ze'iri speaking about? I mean, he must have done it according to the Shita that darshins the word kol. So he's saying kol za'or. So kol za'or, that's going according to Rebbe Elazar. But if that's the case, why does it say only za'or b'bal taktiru? There's other isurim, such as eating chometz, kol machmetzet lo tochelu. How about that? That's referring to human eating. And human eating should also therefore be a din of heter mitzdaref le'isur when it comes to chometz b'pesach. So why the heck did Ze'iri focus only on taktiru? Le'inyin chometz nami. Oh, that's true. Ein achinami. Of course, he meant it both in terms of kol machmetzet lo tochelu and in terms of kol za'or lo taktiru. indeed. But the reason he was so highlighting the idea of taktiru is because he knows what you're going to say. He wanted to make it very clear. Don't even think about Abaya, okay? Because he's wrong. So therefore, because you know what Abaya says? Abaya says, Yesh Haktorah B'Pachos B'Kizayis. He disagrees that there's a shear of Achilas HaMizbeach that requires the shear of Kizayis. So according to him, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I want to make it very clear. He is wrong. Now, the reason that you'd be chayev on Kol Sa'or Lo Taktiru is not because there's no shear of Haktorah like Abaya thinks. There's definitely a shear of Haktorah. The reason is that you could have an act of Haktorah without a shear in the chometz. Ha-ha! And that is called Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, and that's why I wanted to stress this case, just to sock it to Abaye. But, I mean, of course it's true about Komach Metzot Lotochelu as well. So, therefore, Lafuki mi Abaye, who says, Yesh Haktorah Bepochot B'Kizayit, comes along Ziri to tell me, Kumashmalan, no, in Haktorah Bepochot B'Kizayit, and nonetheless you'd be chayiv. Now, Rav Dimi was sitting around and was saying this over, namely, that Rabbi Yochanan claims that the only time that we say Heter Mitztarif L'Isser is Benogei Naziris. And Abaye, who, as we know, was not very happy, especially at the latest turn of events, so Abaye challenges that statement. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan limits the din of Heter Mitztarif L'Isser to Naziris? I will show you, it's going to take me a little bit of time to show you, but if you have patience, I will show you that Rabbi Yochanan says that about everything. Here, take a look at this Mishnah, which is Adin Legabe Tvul Yom. So we want to know over there if you've touched as a Tvul Yom something which is comprised of things that are Mekabel Tumah from a Tvul Yom, such as Truma, and Chulin, things which are not Mekabel Tumah from a Tvul Yom. What would be the din? So we take a case of a mikvah shel truma. Okay, so we've got some oatmeal. Now, in this oatmeal, we have mixed, the oatmeal is made out of oats of truma. And now we've mixed in the maple syrup and so on and so forth. That's all chulin. Of course, this particular mikvah is not in the American direction of sweet, sweet, sweet. It's in the bubble direction of garlicky and oily and so on. So it's the more picante type of oatmeal. So you have garlic and you have oil. The garlic and oil are not truma. Okay. Comes along a Tvul Yom, and he puts his finger into the cereal bowl. What's the din? Well, if he was naga b'miktzatam, then you should know that he only passled. Passling, remember, is the word that we use for something that cannot be metame further, but is mekabel tumah in being usher to be eaten itself. So since truma can be nifselet by a tvul yom, it doesn't become tame, because the definition of the word tame is that the tuma will register on a tuma counter. And this tuma will not register on a tuma counter, because tuma counters work by catching particles of tuma on their little scintillating screen. Well, these don't have any particles of tuma. So therefore, it's only nifsal, and it's not tummy. But he will only passel the part that he actually touched. Lo pasal, ela makom magao. Why? Because since over here, we have the case of the, I skipped to the second part. He's pasul. In this case, he's pasul everything. Why? Because the main ingredient of the oatmeal was truma. But what if the main ingredient was chulin? Suppose the oatmeal itself is chulin, and he put in shum v'shemen of truma. So then, if the tvul yom sticks his finger into the porridge, he only pasuls the part that he touched. And therefore, it's not really an oatmeal of truma, because if it were, the whole thing would be puzzle. And the part that he touched, since it's not completely mixed into the other part, we'll talk about why, how it is you can only puzzle that part. He's only puzzling that part. So, now, you will recall, says Abaye, when we learned this Mishnah together, we didn't understand it. Ravina, but we said, I don't get it. why in the world is the place that he touched pasul? I mean, make up your mind. If you're telling me that if the main ingredient is chulin, then he shouldn't make anything pasul, because everything was batul to a chulin kind of oatmeal. And here is where we're getting to the problem, you see, because Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as giving an answer to that problem. The reason that we are going to be makpid on the place where he touched is because if a czar would have eaten it, he would have gotten malchus for eating even one kezias. And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying over here is that if a czar eats this oatmeal that is spiced with truma, he's going to get malchus. Uh-oh. So, I mean, what that means is that the miut over here of truma is not batel. And not only that, not only is it not batel. I mean, you say it's not batel, perhaps it's a spice. Spice isn't batel because you can always detect the spice. Okay. Let's assume so. But how in the world would you give him malchus for eating one kezias, for God's sake? The one kezias is 95% chulin. So how would you be giving him malchus, huh? So I say to you, explain that, please. What do you think Rabbi Yochanan is saying? That a tzar would be chayev for eating one kezias of 90% chulin? I'll tell you why. It must be because Heter Mitztaref LeYisr, which shows that Rabbi Yochanan does not really believe what he was quoted by Rav Dimi, that Heter Mitztaref LeYisr only by Nazirus. Here we find that it's a general principle and that it would apply as well to the Isra of Achilas Truma by Azar. Go explain that. Says Rav Dimi, no. That's not the reason that Rabbi Yochanan said that a czar would be chayev on a kezayit. You misunderstand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Omar le, lo. When Rabbi Yochanan said that he would be chayev on a kezayit, he's talking about a case where ika kezayit b'chdei achilas pras. He does not mean one kezayit just as it is of the mixture. He's saying that where you have an oatmeal that is chulin, but has a lot of flavoring in it that is truma, we come into a new concept. And that concept is that the nature of achila, remember, is defined as consumption within the amount of time that it would take you to eat a pras of a standard bread, right? So let's say when you're eating your matzah on Pesach and you're having a hard time eating your kezias, you know that you need to eat it quickly enough. So the broadest shear is like 9 minutes, let's say, right? So you need to eat that kezias within 9 minutes. Why? Because if you spread it out longer than that, it's not an act of achila. Because achila is not only the amount that you're eating, but the amount per time that you're eating. So the time unit of achila is the pras. Okay. Now there's a machlokas. What is the shear of the full actual lechem? Pras means a half of that lechem. So that's a machlokas that we have all over. All of the Rishonim get involved in that, and the Gemara gets involved in that. And the question is whether it's 8 beitzim or whether it's 6 beitzim, and then a pras would be exactly half of that, which is the way the Rambam paskins. Fine. So it would be the amount of time that you could eat that, either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim, right? So now, that the Rush learns that it's 4 beitzim. So according to the way the Rush is learning, it turns out to be that the relationship of the kezias within that 4 beitzim, so you're actually eating other things, but at the same time you've got that kezias, is a relationship of 1 to 8. So in other words, if 1/8 of what you're eating is iser, so then the fact that you're eating other things with it doesn't kill anything, because ignore everything else. That was heter. Okay, so I understand that the oatmeal itself was chulin. I'm a czar. I can eat that. I'm eating that. But while I'm at it, I'm also consuming within the shear that it took me to eat that, I'm also consuming a kezias of truma. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And this is a new idea called a kezias b'chdei achilat pras. Now, we need to understand how that ties into the normal dinim of bittul, where there's bittul berov. And now you're telling me there's no bittul berov? There's a new din of bittul of one in eight, one more in eight. I mean, what the heck is that all about? That we'll talk about separately in the Gemara. But the question over here, you see the relationship now to the concept of Mishrat, right? So Mishrat is saying that no, it's a kezayit and the other stuff is added to the kezayit. Kezayis b'techilas pras is telling me, no, there is a kezayis and the other stuff is interrupting between the pieces of the kezayit, but they don't count. So it's almost a mirror image. Mishrat and kezayit b'techilas pras are almost mirror images of each other. And therefore, what it is that Rav Dimi is answering Abaye is that absolutely not. It's not because Rabbi Yochanan holds a Chachayev on the din of Heter Mitztaref LeIsser. It's because he holds that the Heter doesn't bother the Isser if there's still a shear of Isser of Kezayas Bechtei Achilas Pras. And therefore, it has nothing to do with our Sugya. What are you bringing it up for? It's totally irrelevant. Says Abaye, what? You're telling me this business of eating a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din d'oraisa, and that Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus for it? What's this malchus for it? Achilas pras d'oraisa he? Says Rav Dimi, oh yes, absolutely. It is a d'oraisa. Says Rabaye, if it's a d'oraisa, how in the world do you explain the fact that the Rabbanan argue with Reb Elazar about someone who eats kutach habavli? So remember, komach metzet lo tochlu, the famous foodstuff of kutach habavli, is made by mixing this moldy bread with, it's a horrible dish, with spoiled milk or with whey, basically, and this was like an extremely picante kind of dip that the Bavlim used to use for everything, right? Now, there's plenty of bread and pure chametz inside that kutach habavli. And yet, if you don't hold kol mach metzet, which is Reb Elazar shita, that there's, that doesn't matter, it's any bit at all, and that heter would be mitzdarif le'isser in the ultimate sense, and taruvas chametz is defined as a new isser, according to Reb Elazar. So then, it doesn't matter, because if kutach habavli contains a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then the Rabbanan should admit, yes, we disagree, there's no din of kol mach metzet, but there's still a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and you claim that that's a derabbanan. A deraisa, here we see it's not. Omar Lay, so Rav Dimi said, get out of here, forget about kutach habavli for heaven's sake. Anybody who eats kutach habavli is insane, in a sense. In order to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of kutach habavli, you'd have to be sitting there slurping kutach habavli. Now, if you do that, they'll lock you up, because kutach habavli can only be eaten as a dip. But if you include the food that you're dipping into it as the kutach habavli, so then you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Therefore, says Rav Dimi, just let go, Abaye, let go, man. Because kutach habavli does not have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Eat the kosher if le'bishrof, if you're eating it by just slurping it, so then you're insane. And butla daita etzol kol adam, that's not called eating. And therefore, you're not chayev. Even if you want to eat it, you're abnormal. And imishtar kashatar, if you dip things in it, or you spread it on bread, then you won't have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and therefore the entire issue is irrelevant. Thank you very much. And yes, the shear of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is definitely a d'oraisa. I still insist. Yeah. Gosh. Can we at least get the Amud Beis? I want to bite off more than I can chew over here. So Abaye says, I still don't believe it. Eisvei. I got another question for you, okay? Here we've got a brisa that talks about shtei meduchot, achat shel truma v'achat shel chulin. So you've got two little mortars that are, both of them have spices in them, and your little maids, D and Dumb, are sitting there and they're crushing various things, spices, inside of these mortars. Now, right in front. One of these mortars has chulin spices and one has truma spices. Now, right in front of them, you've got these two cooking pots. One of them is full of truma food and one is full of chulin food. Now, D and Dom pour the contents into, and they can't remember which pot they poured which one into, but one went into one pot and one went into the other pot. So what we should have over here is a Suffolk truma on both of them. Either the pot is truma or the meducha was truma, right? And yet the halacha is that we do not have a mixture. Both are mutter, meaning the one to the kohen obviously is mutter, but the other one is mutter, the chulin is mutter to a zar. Why? Because I simply assume that the chulin meducha was poured into the chulin pot and the truma meducha was poured into the truma pot. Now, come on, says Abaye. If kizayis b'chteachilas process d'oraisa, how the heck would you have a right to say, because I'll just assume? What do you mean you'll just assume? We're talking about a Suffolk d'oraisa. This is not a question of a drabbanon that will be makil because Suffolk drabbanon lakula, and you can just assume. Elamai. Excuse me, says Reb Dimi. Man, are you confused? What are you offering as the alternative, my dear Abaye, okay? You're saying that, no, we don't hold of Kizayach Tepeachilas Pras. Okay, so what do we hold, you're claiming? We hold Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser. That makes it even worse. I don't understand. So if Heter's Mitztarif Le'Isser, so why do I have a right to say, if it's D'oraisa, why do I have a right to say, well, we could just assume that the Truma went into the Truma? That's crazy. Okay, so you don't know what you're talking about either. You want me to explain it? And once I explain it, you'll see that it's irrelevant to determining whether this is a Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser problem or whether it's a Kizayach Mitztarif Pras problem. It's very simple, my dear. When you're grinding spices, you can't possibly have a Truma D'oraisa. Spices are only a Truma D'rabbanan. So it's always going to be a Suffolk D'rabbanan, whether it's Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser or whether it's Kizayach Mitztarif Pras. So leave, let go, Abaye, man, let go. You're not going to prove to me that there's a din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser as a, I mean, that there's no din of Kizayach Mitztarif Pras being a D'oraisa. Hanach L'Trumat Tavlin, D'rabbanan hi. You think Abaye gives up? No. We were originally coming to understand Rabbi Akiva's Maimer in the Mishnah, apparently was based on the idea that two things. Number one, says Rabbi Akiva, that the shear for the wine seems to be a kizayis instead of revius, is what Rabbi Akiva indicates, because he talks about his bread having, eating one kizayis of bread, which has the wine soaked in it, is going to be mechayev. So there's two very important issues over here. First of all, the shear. The shear is a kezayis for wine. And furthermore, the fact that it seems to be a chiyuv even if it's just combined with bread. And that, of course, was the idea of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser. Now, we saw yesterday that this din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser is a special case, which is only by Nazir. And then Ze'iri added that we find an additional example of it in the Isser of being Maktir Chometz on the Mizbeach, and that over there also we have a Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser, and therefore if you brought a little bit of matzah on the Mizbeach, as long as you did the act of Haktara, you're also Chayev because you are being Mitzarev, the Chometz, and omit a little bit of Chometz, you're Mitzarev the Chometz with the matzah. Okay. So then we had an attack by Abaye on all of this, because what happened was is that Abaye felt that this din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser is a universal. And he brings other locations where Rabbi Yochanan, instead of being quoted the way it was originally, that it's a special din in Nazir, that Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser applies on other things. And one of the cases that we had, the first case that he attacked us with, was truma. And we had a mixture of an oatmeal of truma that had some ingredients in it of chulin, or vice versa. Oatmeal of chulin had ingredients of truma to give it flavor. And Rabbi Yochanan claimed that the reason that it would be possible, mokom magov v'tvul yom, even though it's only the flavorings that are truma, Rabbi Yochanan said, matam, because a czar would get malchus for eating it. So Abaye says, okay, you tell me why a czar would get Malkus for eating it. This is ridiculous. A czar wouldn't get Malkus for eating it because there's not a kezias. Must be because heter's mitzarif liyisr. And comes along Rav Dimi and introduces a completely new factor that really changes all of the way that we understand similar cases. And he said, no. When Rabbi Yochanan said, because there's a kezias, a czar is looking on a kezias, he didn't mean for eating one kezias of the mixture. He meant for eating a kezias b'chdei achilas pras. So in other words, if there was enough flavoring, so you know, in American oatmeal, it's 50% maple syrup. So in that case, if you eat a kezias of maple syrup within the shear of a pras of eating the oatmeal, so then you'd be chayav for the maple syrup because the maple syrup was talking about truma. Anyway, but this is a whole new halacha, which means that you could basically, in certain cases, you would end up duplicating the results of a statement that could be understood either as a kezias on its own, which would require adding the mixture of the oatmeal to the maple syrup, or you could understand it as a kezias within the entire achila of the oatmeal, in which case it would be because not you're adding any of the oatmeal, but rather because there was such a high proportion of maple syrup that you would be chayav for the maple syrup. Okay, that's what we introduced as a new idea. So then what happened was that Abaye shifted his attack, and he said, Moshe, sweetheart, Moshe Reuven, please mute. So Abaye shifted his attack at that point, and he said, well, I never knew that this idea of kezias b'chdei achilas pras is a d'oraisa. And Rav Dimi said, oh, absolutely, it's a d'oraisa. And he was worried about the fact, well, what about Kutach HaBavli? That has a kezias b'chdei achilas pras, and Rabbanan don't agree that you're chayav. And we explained that it has to be derech achila. And if you sit and you eat straight out Kutach HaBavli without dipping stuff in it, so then you'd be an idiot. And therefore, we don't deal with that because Batla Daita Eitzo Kol Adam. So you'll never have a kezias b'chdei achilas pras. I think that we even did the last case yesterday of Dum and Dee, who were sitting there and they were banging on two meduchot, and one of them had chulin spices, and one of them had truma spices, and they fell into the contents of two pots, one that was cooking truma, and then one that was cooking chulin, and we said Ani Omer. So that was the other case of Ani Omer. How can you say Ani Omer? Let's just assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. I love those kind of assumptions, you know? How can we make an assumption like that if it's actually an Isser D'Oraisa? How do you explain that? There wouldn't be any Isser D'Oraisa according to me, but according to you, who holds Kezias B'chdei Achilas Pras, is it D'Oraisa? So how do you explain this lackadaisical attitude of Shani Omer? And we answered on that that's because we're talking about spices, and spices, any truma on spices is only a drabanan by definition. So therefore, there's no problem, because in the case where it would be a deraisa, of course I wouldn't say Sha'ani Omer, obviously. But here we're talking about a drabanan, not because Kezias B'chdei Achilas Pras is drabanan, but because Trumas Tavlin is drabanan. So that was the last case that we finished up with yesterday. And then, so we really, basically it almost finished. I didn't realize that we were so close to finishing. But right, I'm pretty sure, Gavi, you were nodding your head. We did do this yesterday, right? This last piece. Okay, so then that means all that we're left with is the final esve, which is about a quarter of the way up from the bottom of the dav. And that goes like this. Another question that Abaye has. Esve, shtei kupot, achat shel truma, achat shel chulin, and shtei sa'in, achat shel chulin, achat shel truma. Okay, so over here we've got these big boxes in front of us that are filled with grain. And then we've got these two sa'ot, you know, a bushel basket. And one of them is truma, one of them is chulin. And over there they fall into the sa'ot, fall into the big boxes. And we say over there that both of them are mutter, again, because, well, let's just assume that it all worked out, and that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and so we all live happily ever after. Now, says Abaye, that's sort of ridiculous, right? Because if you hold that kizayis b'chbeachilas pras is a diraisa, then, I mean, a typical sa'a container that falls into a box, I mean, it's got to be about one-eighth at least, right? But one-eighth is the shear, at least according to the Rosh, that it would be kizayis b'chbeachilas pras. And over here, you're talking about a diraisa, for heaven's sakes, because this is truma of grain. And grain, for sure. I mean, that's dagan tirosh v'yitzar. That's all achi of diraisa. And it says, nonetheless, that we do the same. Let's just assume everything is okay. So now, I don't have a problem with this, says Abaye. I know you're going to say I have the same problem because after mitzvah is, no, I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't. Why don't I? I'll tell you very well. Because, b'shalom alitidi, according to the way I understand all of these situations over here, that they're all because of a heter mitzvah fleiser. And heter mitzvah fleiser is universal. It's not limited to Naziras. So according to this, I'll tell you why over here you do not have a diraisa. It's very simple. Because before you talk about heter mitzvah fleiser, you've got to decide whether there is any iser. What do you mean? Well, if the iser was batel, then there's no iser. Now, in this case, you've got a rove, and you've got a rove of a min b'mino, which the way we paskin, is going to be batel. So it'll be batel b'rov. So therefore, I don't have any problem, because if we're talking about we have a rove of chulin, which undoubtedly you have over here, because the box is a lot bigger than the soa, so then what do I care if the truma fell in? Yes, it's true that midrabbanan, you need 100 to 1 in order to be mavato truma, but that's only midrabbanan. Okay, but that's the point. So if we're dealing with the drabbanan, so then we can take this more lackadaisical attitude, because a suffix drabbanan is lakula, and we'll say, live and let live. Yeah, let's assume that the truma is in the truma. Okay, fine, I can do that on a drabbanan, and that's how I see it. But according to you, my dear Rav Dimi, who claimed that the problem in all of these cases has nothing to do with etzmitzar v'li yisr, it doesn't mean a kezayit, it means the problem is ika kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. What difference does it make if we're talking about kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, even if there's a rove of chulin? That's not going to change anything, because what we have to look at is, do we have a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras? You can't first be mevatel it and then say, oh, okay, so then it's not there. So you can always do that. The whole idea of a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is that that defines the nature of the taruvahs, and that you're chayef for eating it, b'taruvahs. So how are you going to explain it? So who the heck cares if you've got mostly chulin? It doesn't matter. So you're dealing with the diraisa. Yes, says Rav Dimi. Except you forgot one little minor detail, didn't you? And that is that bizman hazeh trum es derabanan, even on Dagon. Because as the Rabban paskins, we only learn out the din of truma from the idea of kitavo, which is biat kulchem. And therefore, again, the same way that we have lagabe shmita and yovel, even if you have truma in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't have a rov of Yisrael, then it's not considered to be a diraisa.